Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. It is Kelly Fox and I am excited to be here. We are continuing down the path with step 8, possibilities. And tonight we're going to be talking about detaching from the how. Anyone out there like to know how something's going to happen before they do it? Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about detaching from that need. But before we get going, let me welcome my beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
Well, I'm glad to be here with you, Kelly.
Good. It wouldn't be nice if you weren't. All right. So I'm super duper excited to introduce our guest coach tonight. We used to have her on the show much more often, but I am so excited she is back. Please welcome Janet Renner.
Hi. Woo-hoo.
Yay.
So happy to be back. Thank you for having me again.
Yes.
Our pleasure.
We are so excited. Yes, yes. So, Janet, why don't you first take a few minutes and reintroduce yourself to the audience, and then we'll get going with possibility.
Ooh. Okay. Let me think here. How am I going to introduce myself? Okay, I am also a certified fearless living coach and trainer, as Miss Terry and Miss Kelly are. And I've known them, well, I've been involved in Fearless Living since 2006 and been a coach since 2009. And I think I became a trainer in like 2016. So I love all that. And I love connecting with these guys. And I also am a swim coach and swim instructor. And where I apply all the work that we've learned with my students every day in the water. Because when people are learning how to swim, that's like how much more scary can that be when you're afraid of the water? So,
And you didn't mention and that you're also an author.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
I beat you to it.
Yeah, yes. I am also an author. I wrote a book. It's geared for adults to learn how to swim. It's called Learn to Swim. It's never too late. Conquer your fear and enjoy the water. There's 25 videos that go along with it. It's suitable for children as well. It's broken down into very tiny steps and in order to practice and digest. And so not just through reading, but through watching and listening as well. And it's available on Kindle as well as iBooks. You can just put in my name. I can't remember the name of the book. Janet Renner. There you go.
Yay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exciting name. So, Janet, let's get in it. So what does possibilities mean to you?
Possibilities means the door is open.
Mm-hmm.
When am I willing to walk in? Because I don't know what's on the other side of that door. And the only way I'm going to know is if I'm willing to walk through it and explore. And in every door that I walk through, there's more doors. Every room is shaped differently. Every passage through. So, and I never know. I might anticipate like what it's going to look like and what I think it'll be like and how I'm going to show up in it and the direction I'm going to head in. And then I open up and I realize, oh my God, what was I thinking? If I take off my blinders, there's way more here for me to see and explore, and more importantly, discover which is the right path for me to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, is that a vague enough answer for you?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
You like that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, so, yeah, I mean, it, mm-hmm. it's true, though. It's like, for my own personal story to share, right? Like, I'm originally from California. I moved to Hawaii. I never thought I'd ever move back here to California. And then things in my family changed. In my family of origin changed. And I realized, wow, I think I need to come back. And mm-hmm. so coming, you know, and coming back, and and then since I've been here, you know, the I never imagined, one, moving back here, two, enjoying being here, three, having such massive healing because I'm living with my family of origin, which, you know, my mom, my dad, my sister, you know, it's just like, that's something I never even imagined that I would ever get that opportunity, nor did I want it, in this lifetime. And yet there was the opportunity presented itself. And I just knew, just like when I found Fearless Living, I knew something deep inside said, yeah, take this path. And mm-hmm. as I've been on the path, when I joined it, right, when I started, like, Fearless Living and going down that path, I thought it would be something, you know, I thought I would move through it and be, you know, doing things different than what it ended up being. And it's like, mm-hmm. wow, you know, it's all turned out exactly as it has been meant to. For my greatest growth, transformation, and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that to the core of my being.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah, and that, if you didn't, you wouldn't have met us.
Exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't have. And I wouldn't be here now. Right? I wouldn't be on the show right now with you guys. Yeah, and you know, it's like the plans I had, the ideas I had is how I thought. It's been, this whole journey has been about letting go of that and instead tuning within and listening for the next direction for me to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have an intention of what I want, you know, what I think I want, and I'm not sealed to that. I'm open to discovering what's next for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that possibility goes hand in hand with willingness, and because willing to see them, willing to assess them and see which one we want to step into, and then the willingness to then step, the willingness to keep stepping, and mm-hmm. And you know, being open to seeing even further possibilities become because of that willingness to step. I think that this time of pandemic is a perfect time to be talking about possibility. Even now, with us starting to get somewhat back to normal in the sense that things are opening up and people are coming outside more, you know, there's still all of this unknown. And possibilities, I believe, are those unknowns in front of us. And are we willing to step forward and look at those unknowns and try those unknowns and see where the path leads us, or are we going to, you know, plant our feet and stay where we are and put the blinders on so that we don't see that there's these possible new paths in front of us.
Right.
And I think that we've all been forced into that area of unknown. One of the side effects of this time. And, you know, what have we done with it? And, you know, what did we do with it in the first 3 months, when we were at 6 months, when we were at a year? Now that we're over a year, what have we chosen to do? What have we chosen to see? What have we chosen to act on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. This has definitely been a time to bring us all to our knees. And
mm-hmm.
and it's a time for us to reconnect within ourselves, truly what's important for us, on not just not on a material world, but on an emotional, spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
And the possibilities are when we're willing to listen and open our hearts to seeing and feeling the possibilities before us, that's us reconnecting to the truth of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, when you're saying choice, we absolutely have choice. And the thing is, we can choose the possibilities that are before us, which are being presented, I believe, for our greatest good.
Mm-hmm.
And when we choose to turn away from them for whatever reason, and we all do, and that's fine, and know whatever it was that we were supposed to glean from that possibility, that opportunity that was presented before us to take, if we don't take it then, some other possibility will come down the pike. And because we
mm-hmm.
are constantly being presented possibilities
mm-hmm.
and opportunities. And the more we say absolutely. No, the harder it becomes for us to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But all it takes is the courage to say yes once in order to crack open the door a little wider.
Yeah, I like that. When I think about detaching from the how, I think of that moment in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade or something, where he's following the journal and going on his, you know, trying to get to the Grail, the Holy Grail. And then there's this point where he comes to this, you know, this cliff, and he has to just step out, and once he steps out, then he sees that there's a beam there. But before he stepped out, there it was just as if he was stepping off the cliff. And
mm-hmm.
and I think that sometimes when we have a possibility in front of us, or we have an opportunity in front of us, it feels like we're just stepping off the cliff. But if we're willing to take that step, we'll then see the beam. We'll see
mm-hmm.
where our next step is, and we'll see where our next step is. And that releasing that need to know beforehand really sets us free, because
mm-hmm.
there's no set, like, it has to happen like this, right?
Right.
And if it doesn't happen like this, it's wrong, or you failed. It can look 100
right.
different ways. And
right.
none of it is wrong. And so it right. just frees us up to be creative and, you know, solution oriented and, you know, create something that maybe we've never seen before and no one else has either. So being able to release that need or that control to have the step-by-step plan in front of us really frees us to create something completely new.
Yeah. I agree. And the more we plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the more we interrupt the flow of where it is we're trying to go. Because
yeah.
when we plan, when we're so stuck in our head trying to plan and figure out exactly the path, the route in which we need to go to get there, we get caught up in that and get distracted from our own flow of getting to where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that one made sense. It came out a little wonky. But I know what I'm trying to say. I had a plan on what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And it came out wonky because I went into my head. So.
It happens. We deep dive,
right.
Janet.
Mm-hmm. We do deep dive.
Carrie, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm everything that you're both saying is, you know, I'm in agreement with. The only two words that I might add to the discussion would be curiosity. I think that curiosity compels us to be willing to see possibilities, because when
mm-hmm.
we're curious about things, we really wonder. And when we really wonder and are curious, we will take those steps to you know, kind of find out, well, what might happen. And it's not like what's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but what might happen if I follow this impression that I have. And the other word that I think for me is faith, having faith that whatever possibility comes my way and I'm willing to be curious and open the door, not knowing what's on the other side, I also have faith that whatever happens is going to propel me forward in my life, and mm-hmm. that my higher power has my back and I don't need to be afraid. As long as I'm in alignment with my values and I'm taking steps forward into the unknown, I can have faith that it's going to be for my good and for my benefit, and that I will move forward. And whatever I learn, whatever I experience, will make me of more service to my higher power and to my fellow human beings, because I will have learned something new. I will have experienced something. I will have been willing to open the door and to help others to, you know, to take that step as well. So I think just two words that came to my mind while I was listening to and agreeing with what you were both saying is curiosity. To me, is a big component of being willing to embrace opportunities. And then faith is also mm-hmm. a big component in my path to willingness to not know how
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something, but that I am willing to do something, that I don't
mm-hmm.
know what's going to happen.
Yeah, faith also brings to mind trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, they almost go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the same thing. For me, they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a question for you, Terry. Do you differentiate between faith and trust? And if so, how? What is the difference?
No, I think that they're synonyms of each other. I mean, I don't think you can
okay.
have one without the other. I think
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have faith in yourself, you trust yourself to be
mm-hmm.
able to do something. I think, you know, I trust God and I have faith in God. So to me, they're you know, they're kind of like attached at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they're just kind of synonyms of the same thing. I like the word faith. And when I say faith, it to me, it embodies trust. It embodies security. It embodies, it's a spiritual equation for me. When I say faith, it's just like a little bit deeper than trust, but it embodies trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting because for me, trust is the same as faith. It is beyond me. It's, you know, higher power, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because it's reaching down. And to me, that is connection to my soul. And my soul is connected to God. And so it's all the same.
Yeah.
And so when I'm disconnected from my soul, I'm just, you know, or I'm not trusting or not having faith. That's me disconnected. That's me in my fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's me in my head. Right.
Yep.
And, you know, so the beauty of possibilities is when I really tap into that, it's about deeper connection to my soul.
Yep.
Yeah. For me, I think of faith as a believing, and trust is a knowing. So it's just like Terry was saying, faith is stronger to her. I think I resonate more with the word trust. I wouldn't say I have faith in myself. I would say that I trust myself. Though I would say that I have faith or I trust God. I would use both those words with him. But not to say that I wouldn't use faith with another person. I can say I have faith that they will act this way or react this way or something like that. But in the sense of the word trust, I wouldn't use the word faith when talking about myself, which is something I'm going to think on a little more and see why not. But yeah, so that's how they kind of can differ with me, but basically the same. But I think if we can trust ourselves, or if we do have faith in ourselves or faith in our higher power, trust our higher power, that possibilities and stepping out into those possibilities can be a little easier to do because we know that we're being led to do those things and that our higher power, whatever we believe in, is going to have us. When we step out, and that what happens in that stepping out is going to be for our good. So I think that they definitely do play into possibilities. If you're not trusting yourself, I think stepping out into a possibility would be a bigger challenge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think, Terry?
Yeah, well, I just think for me, having faith and trust in myself are the same thing. So it's, again, to me, they're synonyms. It's just a different, they mean the same thing to me. It's just different words. I mean, there's probably other words that mean that as well. I'm just trying to think of some other words that would fit into that, but definitely faith in yourself, faith in others, faith in your higher power, in the universe, whatever it is the same as trusting. If I'm going to step out off that cliff and the beam is going to be there for me to step on, it would take me both faith and trust to do that. Trusting that...
Mm-hmm.
That I could do, you know, just trusting myself and trusting God that it's gonna be okay, and having faith that it's gonna be okay. It's kind of like the same thing to me. Not to say that it is to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are running short on time, ladies. It just goes by so quickly. Janet, I would love for you to share, what is one thing that you would want our listeners to take away with them tonight?
To trust, have faith, whatever that is, in the possibilities that you feel, that you open your heart to, that everything every day has a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be while you're driving down the road and you see someone, whether you don't know them, whatever, and they kind of look towards you. And if you just, like, you can either, like, ignore them, which so many people do, become so afraid to, like, look at other people, or you can just smile.
Mm-hmm.
Or give a lightness in your eyes to just acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like those are possibilities. Those little things, to me, open up my heart even more to broader and more expansiveness to what might be presented to me each day. So it's not just looking for big things. It's the little things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I would add
to that idea that it's every time we make a choice, we might be choosing to not step into a possibility, or choosing to step into a possibility. Every choice point we come to, choice of getting on this program tonight, the choice of, you know, every time we make a choice, we either close a door or open a door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just
open
going
it right
with
wider.
It, trusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
With it, trusting that where it's going is meant to be where it's going. Just go with
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Janet, so much for being on here with us. We love you and love having you here with us.
So good to hear your voice.
I know. Likewise.
Yes. Well, we want to remind you all that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of Fearless Living Institute. And if you would like to learn more about her and the Institute, please go to fearlessliving.org. You can find Carrie and I at fearlessgenerations.org, and we encourage you to go there, and you can see all about everything we're doing and see all past episodes. There's easy links to all of them for you there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn under Fearless Generation, and we would love to have you there as well. And so we are still on possibilities next week. Super excited to be continuing on this topic. I love this topic because things always happen in the month of possibilities. So they happen all the time, as Janet said. But fun things always come up in possibilities. And actually, Harry and I are going to Disneyland this month. So that is going to be an awesome opportunity. But until next week, everyone, we love ya, and be fearless.
Be fearless. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, ladies. Have fun.